Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invite you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Hesitates to believe in the all-knowing being. We can see history, our first great country, made a lot of mistakes along the way. Now we see a dire need to believe in something greater than all the things on our mind today. How many deaths can we clap? How many tears can we cry? When will we spread our life of
Assalamu alaikum, and welcome to another edition of Not Just Talk on AM360.org. We appreciate you being with us. And again, I'm still working on the guest lineup. I had one that the information that was sent to me, anyway, I had a little technical issues in terms of contacting the guest, and inshallah, we'll have her on next Thursday. We appreciate your being with us this Thursday evening, and we invite you to share your comments or reflections. I want to read something to the audience as we begin program. This is something that was sent out over Facebook by a friend and colleague. We've been working together since the early 80s. This is from the Facebook sent out by Dr. Hamid El-Amin. And he's the one that I give the credit to for sharing with us that Imam Muhammad has left us documented institutional memory that will benefit us. And what he has left us with, he identified, and he's not one to brag, but just in terms of his connection with Scripture and how Scripture helps to elevate the souls of the human beings that internalize it. He said that what Allah had blessed him to share with us is more valuable than what Prophet Moses, alayhi salam, was given to share with his people. That's how valuable it is. And I'm going to say off the bat, the condition of the African-American people is more dire, more serious, more more challenging than what the Hebrew boys and girls are described as having to go through. Now, this is my opinion, of course, and it could stand scrutiny, but the type of slavery that African American people endured, and then the vicious type of traumatic conditions of terrorism after slavery, the 100 years of lynching after slavery, more serious in terms of how a people are affected. And well, let me just read what the Imam says here. This is from Facebook. You can find Imam, but it's not Imam. On way back, Dr. Hamid El-Amin, doctor of psychology and a professor of psychology, retired, and the facilitator of the Clara Muhammad Memorial Educational Consortium. And he shares, there's a few typos here. He says, this is a quote from Imam Muhammad, "Believe me that the signs of the times that I'm reading tells me that the likelihood of a brother succeeding me in the leadership is much less than the likelihood of a sister succeeding me in a leadership. I know that is disappointing to a lot of you. What do I mean by that? What is my leadership? Is my leadership Imam W.D. Muhammad leading Jummah prayer? No, we all are imams now. Many of us are equally qualified to lead the Jummah prayer. My leadership is my rational perception and my moral stance. my rational perception and my moral stance, that's my leadership. My leadership is my ability to point to the things that are more important in Islam so that we won't be busying ourselves with things that are less important and remaining weak and unfit for the competition in the world with other communities. Some of these sisters may have that better than you all, in parentheses, the brothers. Some of these sisters may be more turned on to that than you. I find that most of these brothers are not turned on to that. You're turned on to formalities, regimentation, rather than thinking. You're looking for something moving, and you will jump in line with it. The sisters are looking for something to dig in. They will get a tool and dig in it, dig into it. That's the difference. Now, you brothers were made to dig, but most of you all don't dig. You just go with the flow. I guess that's why God said the male is not like the female. Excuse me, Chuck. That's the end of this quote. So your thoughts on that and any other reflections that you may have, mic is open. This is your time to share as a guest, so to speak, on Not Just Talk. And we appreciate and value your joining us. And we also, I'm reminding myself as well as you, that this platform goes out, presentations go out across the country, up into Canada and other parts of the world. And they're archived so that you could tune in and revisit different presentations. So we're thankful and grateful to Allah. We are still, in my opinion, in the gravity of the Ramadan experience. And coming out of that Ramadan experience, we should be energized. You know, Allah has blessed us. We're getting reports of marriages and business openings and the like. Okay, we have 914-434. Welcome to Not Just Talk. State your name and where you're calling from.
Yeah, you know, Michael, this is Muhammad Sharif calling from Mount Vernon, New York. Assalamu alaikum.
Welcome. Alaikum assalam. Welcome. What you got for us?
Yeah, I just want to, when the mayor made that, the quote that you just read a few minutes ago, and mayor made that in the city of Cleveland.
Okay.
Last year, June the 13th, 1999.
There, what do they call it out there? We got receipts coming up right here with Muhammad Sharif. Thank you. Go ahead. Continue, please.
From 1999 to how many years has that been?
Oh, 24, 25 years.
Yeah, that's right. And I'm glad you read that. Yeah, we've been reading that for few years too, so maybe the brother's gonna have to get prepared. You know what the imam says.
You know,
Allah has always blessed the imam with his ideas and thoughts. He's coming from Prophet Muhammad, so you know Allah is gonna bless him in his thoughts to come true.
Oh yeah.
So brother,
I believe that.
Get ready, get used to it.
Well,
Cook's going to be the one to succeed in Muhammad leadership.
And the fact that this was brought out, because, you know, for years now, we've gone through this stage of kind of a disconnect, in my opinion, where this autonomy, you know, Every masjid is responsible for its own growth and development. And when that was announced by certain imams, and imams that are highly respected, you know, when that was announced, we found that we kind of lost, in my opinion, we kind of lost a sense of the community focus. You know, the imam described what community life is, what community life is about. And excuse me, I've got someone who was trying to reach me on the phone here. So the imam described on a number of occasions, you know, the leadership dynamics that should follow his passing, physical passing, his death. But certain imams did not move on what you're sharing with us and other people have shared. You know, I know Imam Ronald Shaheed has talked to, we've had conversations about this, that the imams, the body of imams did not meet. And he contrasts that with a dear colleague in faith and in community progress, sister, the Focolare sister who passed away. What you remember her name, Muhammad?
Round to my tongue there.
Yeah, same here.
Kara Lubick.
Now the difference was our imam passed suddenly. Kara Lubick, she was sick for a while, so when it came time to identify leadership and how they were going to proceed after her passing, you know, they were ready and well prepared, and they identified how they were going to proceed with the new leadership. This is something that we did not do, and I'm going to say also, even though we have imams and other notable people in terms of political focus and the like, the identifying leadership to take us on into the future is not a system or a focus that African Americans are used to. Oftentimes in churches and other situations, people will die without having prepared leadership to succeed them or to carry the group forward into the future. And this is something that, you know, there are a number of areas where we are not strong, where we need a lot of help to improve our movement. And the institutional focus is something that I see. Like I say, I work with Dr. Hamid El Amin and the consortium, the clearinghouse of Islamic education. He's been working on that since 2006 or before, and others with him. He's a facilitator. But we need institutional leadership. We need those that accept the responsibility for business activity. I was working with Imam DeLacy on the Saturday program, preparing to make it in the land of plenty. And we got a call in from a state representative, North Carolina state representative, Nassif, I believe it is. Excuse me for messing up your name, state representative. And Imam Ronald Shaheed was also in the car. They were traveling to the business meeting established by our brother, may Allah forgive him his sins and grant him paradise, David, brother David Hassan. Yes, they were on their way to the business organization meeting that David Hassan, K. Hassan, had established. So when I speak like I'm speaking in terms of encouraging us to not, I guess you could say, put our heads in the sand, but deal with these areas where we're coming up short. And I'm reminding the audience as well as myself, because I have stuff, you know, I have to tighten up. You know, I still have a work to do to find brothers and sisters to work with to accomplish these critical issues that we need in terms of moving forward. It's not all on us. Those of you who are listening to the sound of my voice, it's not the whole package is not on all of us, you know, who are listening to this evening. You know, we do our part. We ask Allah to help us to see more clearly how to do our part, how to get in where we fit in. And, you know, we need a lot. I was engaged in a Talim presentation last night, and the young brother came in. He sounded young. He came in and he talked about some of his disappointments and in terms of how we're moving. And I understood what he was saying. But if we look at it constructively, when we take losses, you know how it is. When right now there's a dear sister, I'm going to ask the audience to pray for her. She's in a hospice, Sister Christine Rashida Saleen. And, you know, she, according to the report I got, she's close to returning to Allah in this hospice. I don't know the nature of the illness, but that was the report I got day before yesterday. And we ask you to make dua for her. A hard worker, a sister that was one of the members of the Sunday classes of Imam Muhammad when he was teaching her and Imam Rashad Abdul Rahman. She's a hard worker, dawah involvement, like I said, in the Imam's class on Sunday. She would travel from Rockford, Illinois to be in the class, and just a wonderful person. So we ask you to make dua for her and her family and friends. But we have work to do. We have things. There's something that we can do. If it, you know, at a minimum, when we enter into the public, we can show those who are struggling with their humanity, show people what a true human being looks like. This is what Imam Muhammad told us. We need to show people what a human being, a true human being, looks like. Let them see how we deal in good times and in bad times, so to speak. You know, in difficult times, not so much bad times. Because the challenges of life are not bad. The challenges of life challenge us to get more out of ourselves and to pursue the excellence that God put in us. Muhammad, I'm going to bring another. You just stay on the line. I'm going to bring another caller in. A caller, state your name and where you're calling from.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Bilal from New Orleans, Louisiana. Alhamdulillah. This is
Welcome.
Bilal from New Orleans, Louisiana. Welcome. Assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah.
You know,
what you got for it?
Praise be to Allah. When you look at the work that that Nile them do, I'm just going to use Nile them because many of us know about that work. You know, we're going to continue. Yeah, if you'll continue to grow and out of service, that's what keep community life going. So we just continue to serve humanity and get involved in, you know, in whatever region or whatever science and different knowledge we have. We just continue servicing. and respecting and loving each other, and everything gonna be just fine. Right.
I agree.
Even if any man Muhammad did decentralization, that was freedom for everybody.
Yes, sir.
You know? Yeah. So praise be to Allah. This is easy. You know, I'm gonna tell you something. I just said God, I'm gonna tell him about Tierra Luby. She had there was a document, not documentary on about her, but I just didn't have that time to look at it. I know they were talking, then they explained it to you in English what they said, but I never had looked at it. I really have a strong desire to meet these people, and inshallah, maybe one day I get to do that, because it's kind of like my Danielle's. Wow, I can really meet a real Christian. I mean, I'm not trying to be funny, but that's the way I look at it. I really wanted to meet a person I consider a real Christian and see how that feel, you know. So alhamdulillah, but that's all we do. We just keep on serving, you know.
I agree.
You know something? Let me tell you. Here we go again.
Yes.
It's in the
go
book.
Ahead.
It's in the book. Father the Leader, by the compilation of Imam Walter D. Muhammad Gang. This is what I'm doing. I want to file these books up and take this knowledge, share it, and work with it, and it's workable. And you know, praise be to Allah. Try to keep that direction out there as much as we can to the people, and they grab hold of these books, and they grab hold of the knowledge, and they'll know what to do. It'll be very, very simple. Even as far as leadership is concerned, with the young people, the Imam Muhammad said that he wants us to kind of like move out their way and let them form leadership among them own self, and especially he said that the leadership group. So, you know who works, you know the young people working. And just, you know, call them up. I think Latifah is trying to get the group of Freedom Exchange. You know, get with them, and hey, everything will be all right.
Very dynamic group, and there are others out there like that. You know, you have to know. I was fortunate enough to be this group that I join in on Wednesday nights. The Alabama Tahleen, Albany, Georgia Tahleen. And they have had, under the leadership of Imam Salahuddin Hanif, they have had programs dealing with various aspects of this institutional leadership. And they had some young brothers that were in doing international business. And it excited me to know. I remember a sister that I worked with in Georgia, Sister Joan. I think she's in Texas now. She shared with me that her son was doing international business on a big level. And we need to understand that some of these spaces, some of these masjid, and I don't mean to be critical, but it's just, as I see it, it's just a matter of fact. Some of these spaces, masjids and Islamic centers, are just not big enough for the spirit, the soul, and the know-how that some of these young men and women have. They're out doing big things in the world. And Allah tells us that wherever we are, He will bring us together. So I'm encouraged by that, you know?
Yes,
I'm encouraged.
You know, Michael, you have a lot of experience here. You have a lot of different avenues that you be into. I said, Michael be around. You're always plugging in, and you come out with something, you plug in on something. And I say, well, right now I'm working on something, but inshallah, I'm starting to plug in on certain things myself, so I can get a good perspective about life. But basically, I push what Imam Ronald B. Shaheed writing with. That's my thing right there. And so whatever I relate from, that's how I operate. I operate directly from there.
It's very important. That work is very important because I shared with people, it's kind of like a litmus test or a test of where we are with our faith and with our commitment. Imam Ronald Shaheed and the brother Morocco and brother Imam Abdul Ghani, they met in the latter years of Imam Muhammad's leadership at his house. That's very significant. They met regularly on Thursdays at Imam Muhammad's house, and he encouraged them, and they obeyed. he encouraged them to record, bring their tape recorders every meeting. Sometimes they met at a Burger King or one of those outside restaurants, but they would tape these private thoughts of the imam, and they put them in the book form, you know, which is very significant in terms of us preserving what he left.
Look, there's something I want to share, and I think I was going to hold in for a while, but I got to give it up right now. You know, you have a situation right now where you have Mosque Hamidi Imam Muhammad's past wife, that sister, in court because they want control over Imam Muhammad's work. See, those kind of things when you run into it, that's something that the community needs to know about that really going on. So what is the deal? So if you actually gonna take the imam last wife, you're gonna take her, you taking her to court and then because you want control over all that the imam done. So they got things, but people need to be aware of. You know, you just got stuff going on in the community, bro. But I mean, Allah open your eyes to it, but you should put it out there so people can get a good taste of what's going on. But study, pray to Allah, fast, keep yourself active, and be sincere about what you're doing, and everything gonna be just fine. And Allah gonna bring you the work that you need to get into, because it's gonna happen. Allah is in charge.
I believe it. Thank you. Let me invite Muhammad. Muhammad, your mic is still open. Your mic is still open.
I always want to say something too. Okay.
I tell you what. Muhammad, if you'll just
go ahead.
Muhammad, if I can get you to stand by. I've gone past the public service announcement time, and I'm gonna hold you. You can put yourself on mute.
I got to get ready with something. I just wanted to say.
Assalamu alaikum. Join us each and every Sunday from 5 to 7 Eastern Standard Time and 4 to 6 Central Standard Time for the broadcast of the contemplations of Imam Wahiduddin Muhammad, sharing his insights, his wisdom, and his knowledge here on America Muslim 360, utilize the books edited by Brother Morocco, Brother Ghani, and Brother Ronald B. Shaheed. So we look forward to your presence as we share the insight, the logic, and the thinking of our beloved Imam Wahiduddin Muhammad here on America Muslim 360 on a myriad of subject matter. We look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum.
God's peace be upon you. This is Muhammad Sharif. As we know, everything begins with the seed. Rain International is world leader in seed nutrition and the first to market seed-based products. Our flagship product is called Soul. S-O-U-L. The main ingredient is black cumin seed. Here are a few reasons to drink Soul. Supports the healthy immune system. Give the body the boost to stay healthy and strong. Improve indigestion. Decrease infection. Remove inflammation and other benefits. This is an opportunity to improve your health and increase your wealth. Please call or text me at 914-434-375. Please join me in supporting CWSC, the Community-Wide Sewer Conference, and AM360 in remaking the world into a better place. We support the 50-year human family planning and look forward to doing business with you. Our website is raininternational.com. We are available at any time. Please call this number, 914-434-3275. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Sister Khalida Akbar Abdulaziz, Program Manager for American Muslim 360, inviting you to join us every Wednesday night from 7 to 8 p.m. for Narrative Aspiration. Believe, when we aspire, we go higher. Each and every Wednesday night from 7 to 8 p.m. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And we're back with more of Not Just Talk with your host, Michael Hameen. We got open mic Thursday. We welcome you to share reflections, your comments, or question. This is am360.org, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected. The number one Islamic radio station in the nation. Press 1 to come into the conversation, and we'd like to hear from you. We thank Brother Bilal for joining us and sharing with us. He was sharing something that comes up every now and then. Most of the time, people don't want to engage in it. But within the context of Islamic history with Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, and the believers there in Medina al-Munawwarah, after the passing of the Prophet, there was quite a bit of confusion going on over a number of years. And similarly, in the great history of Spain, Andalusia, Spain, and there under the leadership of the Muslims, the Jews and the Christians living there in Andalusia, Spain, they thrived. They cooperated. They were interdependent. And the history is recorded. That history is over 500 years old in terms of the progress that was gained during that time in other places. But along with the progress, there were challenges. You know, we had Muslims not cooperating with one another. We had Muslims even fighting one another. So, you know, we don't expect heavenly circumstances until we go to heaven, go to the garden. But during the time of this life, we're going to have challenges that we have to meet in order to be successful moving into the future in a healthy and productive way. So your thoughts on that, we welcome them. And, you know, I remember looking at a situation when I lived in Birmingham, Alabama, and I was involved. I would go to the city council meetings and the like. And we statement here and open up the line for Imam Hamid. So in Birmingham, you know, we observed we had an all African-American, it wasn't all African-American, it was a majority African-American city council. We had a mayor who was African-American, first African-American mayor in Birmingham. But the challenges were that with that political strength, it was not being directed in a healthy way towards helping the African-American community move forward. In fact, that first African-American mayor, when he had to step down, he could have kept running, but he had health problems. He had a five-way bypass, you know, on his heart. So when he went out of office, he said that he admitted, I believe God made him do it, he admitted that the African-American community was worse off than when he came into leadership. And I have to agree with him. But I could go on. And I make that statement because politics in America is relatively new to African-American people. You know our history, and that history is one of, you know, late we came into political awareness and activity in terms of a city, state, and federal politics. So I'm just going to stop there. So, you know, so we don't need to be too hard on ourselves, but we do need to challenge ourselves in terms of healthy criticism to help us move forward. And I'm inviting them. Welcome. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Yes, this is Kareem Hamid, and I'm calling from St. Louis, Missouri. Praise be to Allah.
Yes, sir.
And yeah, this is a very important topic that we are discussing. You know, when centralized leadership was removed, a centralized headquarters, stuff like that, many of us that are used to having a centralized leadership, everything coming from one area, and a national leader, we were used to that. Now, and correctly so, there was change. We
yes.
no longer have that structure, and I believe it was the best situation for us. I believe you shared with us from the Quran, where Allah says, "To each there is a goal that Allah turns us toward."
Yes, sir.
And we are to go forth, whether lightly equipped or heavily equipped, but we must go forth.
That's right.
And in your going forth, turn your faces to this house, the Kaaba, which has great significance concerning our character and
yes.
how we structure and govern our lives. You know, community, praise be to Allah. If the work doesn't begin right in the community there where you live at, and you are a part of a community, then what are we waiting for? Are we waiting for some national savior to come? That's that savior mentality.
Yes.
That's that old, the savior has arrived. That's
waiting on the Lord.
Right, waiting on the Lord. But Allah says, whether you are equipped lightly or heavily, move forward. And there is a direction for every individual, even every individual community.
Yes, sir.
So we have to become more comfortable with the removal of a big national organization or one big leader. We are looking for the direction from some big leader. When we have the direction with us at the El Mukminun Islamic Center here in St. Louis, we have the direction. We have the Quran. We have the life example of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, and we have a history and a collection of the information as given to us by Imam Muwahhiduddin Muhammad. Now, I'm here in St. Louis. I'm part of an Islamic community. What do we need here locally?
Yes, yes.
Let us get serious and say, what do we need to enhance the Islamic community that we live in? Not looking to New York, Dallas, Memphis, nowhere. What do we need here? Are we eating halal foods? Are we putting forth an effort to enhance this local community right here? So instead of sitting around waiting for some national leader to give us direction, We have the instruction. We have the instructing book. We have our universal leader, the universal leader, and that is in the example of our beloved Prophet Muhammad.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I'll be very succinct. Every community has its resources or lack thereof. Atlanta has great resources in the establishment of business and some economic heft. Houston, I think Imam Wazir Ali, the community that he is a part of, they have resources that other communities don't have. Doctors, physicians, surgeons, their capital worth is quite large. So that's that community. But every community has a resource. I look at how small it is. But we have to come together locally here, locally, and say, look, what is it that we need? Let us assess that seriously. Let us assess that and look at the resources that are available to us. And let us see how we can collect the resources that we have and establish something right here that the Muslim community needs. And Allah says, and he will bring you together.
Yes.
Not us. He will bring you together. So that's what I see. That's how I see the Islamic structure, that structure that was left with us. We all belong to a local community. And everything begins at home. If you have not established nothing at home, then what are you doing? How you're here locally? I'm not talking about a great big old project. We don't have those type of resources here. But collectively, we could do something to meet our Islamic needs.
Well, let me join in here. Let me join in, Imam, in terms of this conversational focus. It doesn't have to be either or. A centralized leadership or this autonomy that we're in now. There has to be a way where we're connected in a sense.
Well, I was going there.
I'll share the mic with you, but let me just get this statement out. So I'm going to give an example economically. The resources of business know-how and other resources have produced a laundry detergent and other household items like like the Bounce, there's these dryer tabs. The business is called True Laundry Detergent. Well, they invite individuals who have business interests to sell that product. They invite communities outside of the Muslim community to sell the product in their stores and so forth. You can find the advertisements on Facebook and the like. And so this is a strategy, you know, that communities, individuals who have business interests can purchase products, but we need to find a way to be more connected in terms of identifying these opportunities that are within the Muslim Association of Imam Muhammad, and in other areas, you know, good government organization, you know, and that leadership in terms of projecting political strategies. So, you know, it doesn't have to be either or. And if you'll share with us now.
You know, I'm here in St. Louis. I recognize the progress that is being made in other communities across this country. And once we become aware of that, Mukhtar said in his book that he wrote that we should visit those areas where progress has been made and consult with them. You can send a small contingent of representatives and meet with them and ask them, how did you do that? We know there is a difference in resources. There's a difference in process. So that is that connect, that mutual consultation, that mutual inquiry and mutual the sharing of knowledge. We may not have the resources of Atlanta, but there is a structure that they put in place. There was a way of thinking that allowed them to utilize the resources that they have.
Yeah.
Likewise, our small resources, there is a structure and a way of thinking and government that can allow us to duplicate that organizational structure.
Yes, sir.
So that is the connectedness to consult those, praise be to Allah, consult the resourceful people that we know. There's nothing wrong with going to Houston and sit down with Imam Wazir Ali, meet with his administration and those that are working with him. Get information from them. It may not fit. There is no one size fits all. Some of things we may not be able to utilize due to the uniqueness of the community in which we live. But there are some things of value. That's what I'm saying. So when I hear we ain't doing nothing, how come we ain't? I think we're still in that frame of mind that big national leadership, we have not evolved. Now, this is not for everybody. Let me, I have to say that before I get lashed. You know, this is not generalized statement.
Yeah. But well, I take it like a man. And I know you're not worried about the lashing.
I am concerned about how I make other people feel. They are my brothers and my sisters. I have to remain conscious of that. You know, that's what we must do. So all I'm saying is that we have to accept this Islamic structure that the Imam have left us with. And
I think that's critical. Imam,
right.
I really think that's the critical issue. Let me just say this. That's the critical issue to put into practice. We've been left so much, but to what degree are we implementing what the Imam has left us? And that's where the problem comes in. And we have
utilize what Booker T. Washington implemented. Put your buckets down where you are. Utilize what you've already been blessed with right where you are and get to work. That's no more that's no more than what Allah is telling us, that we will have different direction. We will have different interests, diverse, but go forward. So what I'm speaking of, we need to correct our thinking, our vision, yes, and our thinking. We're still
okay,
in the national. I'll stop right there, my friend.
Stay on the line. We're going to bring another caller in. Caller, state your name and where you're calling from.
That's Brother Muhammad from the Ummah of Prophet Muhammad, by the way, of Columbus, Georgia. Thank a lot for your
welcome.
The good work you're doing. But one of the things that we have to quickly go to basics for the short of the time, Prophet Muhammad, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, through Allah's mercy, Allah showed us what he done before he became his Rasul. He dealt in keeping his word. He moved products. He delivered products. He picked up products. He made sure the products were of expertise, value, and he delivered. So we learn a lot from what we need to do. You know, food, shelter, clothing, transportation in our time. You know, the basics, get down to the ground level, because the people who are forced to spend their money for survival are the low-income people. And we help them by bringing them the best of products and encouraging them to go into business with us, etc., and we all grow together up to where the investors, the distributors, you know, etc., our partnerships are at. Going back to basics, we're not going to get away from what we got to do without going back to the basics, humble ourselves. So, again, we don't want to Imam taught on that a little bit when he first came on about duplication. We don't have to duplicate. We got an example in Prophet Muhammad, what he worked, how his word made him, along with what Allah knows best, able to be Allah's Rasul, Allah. He had income. One of the richest women in his area employed him. So if we want to follow in the footsteps of Prophet Muhammad and utilize what we already have, land, we have land. We have richer Muslims in America here from our community. We you know, but they don't have employees or helpers or investors who are focusing on the basics instead of intellect. We're not going to get too much smarter than what we are. That's why we repeat ourselves so much until we get the experience and the benefits of working. It's like we're not going to get the benefit of this Quran until we live it. It's a miracle. It only works,
yeah,
on those who live it, not practice it. You know, and the same way with the example, the human example they have, Prophet Muhammad, we have to really look at what did he do? He was no broke man. He was a very wealthy man in his time before he became the Rasul. But remember, his business didn't stop. They don't talk about it. But we all know that Prophet Muhammad just didn't just walk off and all the people was depending on him to deliver products to him and all over Arabia and everything like that. He either had someone indirectly working for him and Sister Khadija, you know, until Allah made it so it wasn't that way. But he still replaced it by giving him Medina, by giving him back a Mecca. So we have to look at what we have to follow. We have the Quran to follow and live, and we have the life of Prophet Muhammad to live. Then let's see what happened to us. Ibn Muhammad said the same thing. He said, follow my leader, and I'm pretty sure y'all be able to take me to a better place. Now, he made in the language of the world, he made a dying guidance to us. He said, my leader's problem, following him, and then I want y'all, I mean you and you and me, and I want you to take me to a better place by being halal. We got the language. In July right now, we have an opportunity to come up with this shura on how our community can come together, those who want to, with all their skills, and establish and on paper that we are a community of people who's going to establish only what God permits in the United States, whether anybody want a part of it or not. We don't have to go somewhere else. We need to go to each other with sincerity and no joking. We know we got to have fuel. There's no getting around it if we don't do something. Now, if we have fuel with somebody else, then you're doing something with somebody else. Establish a legal community of Imam Warf D. Muhammad in the United States of America in order to get the respect like other communities. It's got to be on paper. We got to show the United States government that we are valuable, very important in this country, and we pay taxes. And we make a contribution that benefits them.
Muhammad, I think
yes, sir, I'm sorry.
More importantly, we need to show ourselves that, you know, once we start having some winds, like, you know, there are places where there are winds going on. I'm not bad mouthing. There's activity going on that is very exciting when you hear about it. We just don't hear about it enough. I had one brother put it in this way. It's kind of disjointed. You know, there's some wonderful things going on, but we just don't have that. That was supposed to be the nature of AM 360. You know, you and others sharing what's going on in your locale, what's happening in St. Louis, what's happening in Columbus, Georgia, what's happening in New Orleans. You know, we've invited, and we're going to continue to do this, invite the audience to share what's going on where they are, you know, because that will encourage us to do more. Understand Imam Muhammad wanted areas like Atlanta and Houston to find strategies to share their resources of knowledge and so forth, their strategies with the smaller locales around them, you know?
Yep.
Because I remember in Birmingham, Imam Muhammad gave a 16-minute khutbah. And one of the things he told us was we were a small community, Birmingham, Alabama. You know, the number of members had been reduced, and there were other challenges going on. And he told us that we could take losses. We could take losses. You know, that's just a part of the life. But you know, you don't give up. And he said, if you don't have a school, someone has to hold on to the idea that we need Islamic education. These critical issues we have to hold on to. We have to, if the imam is distracted, if the local imam is distracted, we have to have someone in that community say, Imam, would you deal with this issue? I think this is important for our people to know. Don't just allow the imam to go into hadiths and the Quran and not connect it with the work, you know?
And don't put
and
it
not
in
being connected.
That's right.
Exactly. That's
right.
Yes, sir. Go. Imam Hamid, would you like to jump in here?
Yes, praise be to Allah. I attended an imam meeting that was held in Cleveland, Ohio, the Masjid Lab. And the imam was there, his brother. I can't think of someone else of national prominence. And I was so grateful for having been there at that meeting. The imam said to us as imams, you have to open up the idea of freedom so that people can pursue their interests. And that interest doesn't have to come from you.
Yes.
You don't have to sit up all night pondering and trying to figure out how you can strategize, organize, all of that. He said, the Prophet Muhammad never did that. He said projects would be began and brought to their completion. And those that were involved in that project, they would have to go and locate the Prophet Muhammad and bring him to that site and show them and show him what they had done.
Yes.
So the engine and the motivation is within the people themselves.
That's right.
See, here in St. Louis, we kept hearing, we need a school, we need a school. Well, as fate would have it, I was elected the imam here. And after hearing that the imam lecture on how the Prophet Muhammad had to be brought and sold, the projects and the progress that was being made, I was so grateful to hear that. The next Juma, I shared with the community here what the imam had stated. That was on a Friday. That Monday, a group of believers came to my office. It was mainly sisters. And they said, we want to establish a school downstairs. And they were looking at me to get my approval or to say, well, yes, say whatever. I gave them that duh look. You know, that duh. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And praise be to Allah, they established that. One brother, Ahmed Agani, was able to get equipment from a school, a building that had shut down. They still had blackboards, that all of the equipment in there. And they began that process. So all I'm saying is that the growth comes from the resourceful people in the communities in which we live.
Yeah.
And we look, I don't live in New York, but I applaud the whatever progress is being made. I live here in St. Louis. My children live here in St. Louis. I have grandchildren and great-grandchildren. So all I'm saying is that we have to try to erase, clean up our minds from looking for that big national move. It becomes national when we utilize Amraho Jorobainaho. When we consult with others.
That's the point that I really want to have emphasized, the kind of communication that's necessary for us to see a broader progress in terms of the focus of building community life. You know, right now, more or less, we are an association. You know, an association. The institutional development of education, of family life, you know, these things have to be promoted and broadcast in such a way that we can encourage and stimulate progress, in my opinion, you know. But look, let me just take one last break here, and we'll be back after this message.
Assalamu alaikum. This is the Preeta Hadi, Director of the CWSC Model Community National Resource Directory and host of Al-Islam in Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360 Islamic Radio Station, asking you to join me Saturday evening, 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, to share stimulating Islamic information and insight as we unite our spiritual and intellectual perceptions and cultivate our human existence together. Inshallah, I will hear you at the lab. Assalamu alaikum, and thank you kindly.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Nirmat Shaheed, restorative justice practitioner for the Oakland Unified School District and host on AM 360's The Pearls of Women Quranic Mondays. We're asking you to help us make a difference in the life of a student. We need you to spread the word that CWSC is offering 5 college scholarships in the form of direct financial aid to students who qualify and are graduating from high school this year or current college students. Learn more and apply online today at cwsc.us. But hurry, the deadline for applications is June the 20th. Thank you for helping secure our next generation's intelligentsia. Assalamu alaikum.
We're back with more of Not Just Talk on AM360.org. Mohammed, I muted your phone because we were getting some feedback and background noise. I'm gonna open your mic up again.
Yes, sir. Appreciate that. I just want to say
yes,
in the same vein, right quick. Me and David Hassan and an unknown brother named Na'i Saeed. We just were speaking one time with Imam Mohammed, and we told him about. We thought we could put together the first CPC conference. And we done in North Carolina. That first CPC conference
Praise
was done by three brothers. Three brothers.
Praise be to us.
You know, Iman again brought about 115,000 hours worth of clothes from me for the sisters there in Chicago to have proper business suit outfits to wear, you know.
Yeah,
and he wrote an article in Muslim Journal in 2008 when he was in Norfolk, Virginia, with us just before Allah called him back. You know, to make a payment to the manufacturing company who made the clothing for him and everything like that. Now, for some reason, we have to pay attention also what's going on. Mosquitoes has not called to renew some of the business contracts that Imam Muhammad left hanging by a lot of calling, China and other places. And we haven't followed up to find out what happened to those sources. We know Imam Yahya and others who are still active with those accounts, you know, have never been invited or asked to come and share. It's not on them. They have not been asked by the community to share with the real inheritors that Allah bless Imam Muhammad to lead to the community and let it get divided all up and forgotten about because we're chasing knowledge without deeds in action. And it's not going to work. We just get more knowledge. We become more head and no feet, no legs,
yeah.
No arms.
Yeah.
Now we don't remember. Now we begin to see that we have to go back to basics. That also means the 5 pillars, the arcs of faith, and all the other basic things that had us grounded. And we have left so many businesses. Look at Imam Pasha. Because of anger and distrust, you know, one of the foremost construction builders in our community, in New York, who then remodeled Malcolm X Shabazz, Masjid and everything else. Nobody's ever asked him or Rafa. I talk to Rafa every couple, 2 or 3 months. These are workers. These are people who knew a certain degree of the mind of Imam Muhammad than most people ever will know. But because we wasn't paying attention to the schemes of the shaitan, he has divided us all up to where we don't even want to talk to each other. We don't want to have sure to do work. Right here in Georgia where I'm at, in Alabama, I'm on the Georgia-Alabama border. I know 5... 3 of our imams have farms. Farms are just going to waste. because we not have insurance. They don't do business with each other. They all got ghosts in their hands and vegetables and everything like that, and we won't even talk to each other. The sure is very important, very important right now in our life than anything else right now. It's for the leaders in this society of ours to call the Islamic leaders to shura so that the body
yes.
can come and sit down
yes.
and let the head know what it needs. And we have to do it
yeah.
like Imam Muhammad said. We have to be, he said, you're going to have to be strong with what you have to do once I'm gone. You're going to have to be clean
yes.
and you're going to have to be legit according to the laws of this land that we're on so that other
yes.
countries where Muslims are at, they will know how to not to rebel against the government, but outwork the government. You know,
yes,
become
sir.
A valuable source of the government without losing your Islamic identity and your faith in Allah. Don't lose your God. Don't lose your Prophet Muhammad. Don't lose
That's
each other.
True.
Time to be friends
true.
With those who have been who is fighting your friendship.
That's
so we have
important.
To do for self. We have to really now thank Allah that we got a good understanding of what do for self means. It means that the Muslims have to quit doing with and for everybody else and do for self. Starts with sugar. If we don't sit down
yes,
and count
sir.
How many scientists we got, how many scholars we got in Arabia, how mathematicians we got, how many teachers, like I said once before, it's almost, I think it's 2,000 or so teachers in America, and out of that 2,000, about 25 or 30% of them are Muslim teachers who don't work in or thinking about establishing an Islamic school because they don't have leadership. They won't even donate a dollar. And some of them are deans of colleges. Some of them are doctors and triple doctors, but when they don't have leadership, because we all talking so much, but they ready to go.
There's a disconnection.
Everybody's
yeah.
ready to go. But until we have sure so we know how to go about having a consensus to have a group of people going in many, many, many directions of what we need. I think there's, I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure there's almost about, there's well over 100 Muslims in America who own almost pretty close to maybe 5,000 or 6,000 acres of land. And they're going back in foreclosure and stuff pretty soon if somebody don't help them. The old Nation of Islam farm down there in Georgia that was bought during the Nation of Islam. The brothers down there are still scuffling with it. But they're making it work.
Yes,
they're selling agri-vessels and everything every year. But it's not enough to make money to share.
Sure.
Because we're not leaving.
Listen, I thank you for, you know, this is a critical issue that we have to keep in front of us. AM360 is a vehicle. A Muslim Journal is a vehicle. But we need to keep these. That's the disconnect. These issues have to. Sure is essential, and I hear that in what you're sharing. That's essential. Not so much a central leadership. You know that has its problematic concerns, but. The Shura Bainahum is essential in terms of us seeing ourselves, identifying ourselves as a group, and as establishing community life. We can't leave home without it. You know, we got to have it. The final comments from you, Imam Hamid. And Muhammad, I'm going to mute you. I'll open it back
yes,
up, but there's a little background noise coming through. Imam Hamid?
Yes. You know, it was very spirit lifting when a brother Ismail Fani shared with us here on American Muslim 360 their building of a new masjid.
Yes.
This platform here, Community-Wide Shura Conference. You know, we have
people that come on and express their perception of the so-called negative or the lacking. But we need more people that will utilize all of these media platforms and information to accentuate the positive. That strengthens our spirit, that, you know, we feel good. When I hear progress in one, I feel good. So if we would utilize all of these airways to accentuate the good, here is a formula that Imam Wazir utilized. I'm not sure how many times a month they did it, but they would have listening night, whereby the community would come out. Imam Wazir and those imams with him, they, as he said, they would pull off their imam cap.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just straightforward, honest sharing of concerns. If it doesn't occur locally, sure, then it won't occur nationally. As I stated, here in St. Louis, we have many needs to enhance our Islamic way of our Islamic life. But those type of mutual consultations have been attempted. But mutual consultation is not where one person controls the mic. One person overtalks and outtalks everyone else. That's one of the reasons the imam resigned from the national shura. He saw that was not shura. You know. So everything begins local. Everything begins local. And when meetings are held, like how many communities sent representatives to the Muslim Business Association that I, if I'm not mistaken, they recently held a large meeting. How many communities sent representatives there? Huh?
Yes, sir.
All I'm saying is that we have to come out of this nationalism. We're not building a nation. We are building communities. And
but
it
I don't see, you know, a national focus. I really don't. That might still be in the people in terms of what's keeping them from really being active in support of the local community, as I think you mentioned. But I don't hear that language, you know.
That's why I mentioned, you may not hear that language, but our thinking, take listen sometime. And it gives you an idea of what some of our thinking is. We have to change the way we think. We have to change our perception and how we think about a thing. No one may not say it flat foot. No one may not enunciate the words. But when you hear the concern, matter of fact, I'm hearing a duplication of the Nation of Islam. I'm hearing that. Mm-hmm. Imam Muhammad said, if you try to duplicate
time is up. Time
the Nation
is
of Islam, you will not be successful. So we're always looking back at that. Take the good that was done. Implement it right where you live. implement that. Now, there, our thinking. When I hear stuff like, "Yeah, we ain't this and we aren't that," do you have a subscription to the Muslim Journal?
Yes.
See, you talk about a disconnect.
The clock on the wall is caught up with us, Emel.
Thank you for giving me the liberty to speak. Thank you, my brother.
I hope that you and I hope that you and others will join us again next week. Muhammad, we're going to give you the last word if you'll be brief. We got about 2 minutes or so.
Oh, well, I just say you may have lost peace and blessings on all of us. Bless us with the focus that of the two things he left with us. If we do that, we'll be all right, inshallah.
Inshallah. Thank you so much. Alaykum as-salam. Thank you, dear audience, for joining us. Join us next Thursday at 8 o'clock p.m. for more of not just talk on am360.org. We pray Allah that you will invite others to join us, and that in the future programs that you'll be willing to share something of what you have for us. So we're going to play the outro music. In God We Trust. Join us again next week. Assalamu alaikum. Before we close, we're going to make the dua. Oh Allah, guide us among those you've guided aright. Save us among those you save. Bless us in whatever you grant us, and deliver us from the harm that you judge. You judge, and none can judge against you, and those whom you befriend are not disgraced. Assalamu alaikum. Things.